leaving. Whoa.
Yeah.
I left the wrong lyrics.
I let that drag on because Mike was rocking out like an animal, just doing some Muppet on the drum set stuff over there.
Dude, yeah. I'm not like, I don't get enough metal in my
Stevie life. Wonder, keep your mic. Keep the mouth in front of your mic. Mic in front of your mouth.
I'm sorry. It's like, it's okay. Temporarily blinded by the music.
Good.
Yeah.
Everyone, here's Papa's Basement, the new format where just every week it's new people that you've never seen before. So in today we got Mike Taylor, an improv buddy of mine, and also a Dutch slave trader.
Whoa!
And you know what? In the corner, I'm sick of teasing this.
And in this corner.
Mic. And in this corner, a guy, a voice you might recognize if you've listened to the show over the last couple of years. Pete Maybe.
What's up, guys?
Pete Maybe's
back.
Or a
voice that might annoy you.
Apparently he's found his shirt.
Did you guys? Yeah.
Apparently he's found the shirt that he's lost all summer long.
You know, I'm still in that email thread. So you're like, Mr. Beautiful is back on the show. It looks like he can't find his shirt every time he posts a picture. Well, I don't know what planet he's from. I'm like, damn it, dude. I'm still in that thread.
It's in Papa's basement. I email myself. Mike, the method to the show is everyone listening real fast. Comedy podcast. That's it.
That's the method.
Yeah. You want to know exactly. You want to know the concept of the show.
You guys are niche. This isn't a murder mystery. This isn't you guys trying to solve some kind of crime.
It is, yes. The mystery of the gape. And the answer was I did it in my bedroom with the bedpost. Bam, clues over. Slam dunk.
I saw that webcam show.
So, yeah, we haven't had Pete on.
You did
in a
it
bit.
With the bedpost?
I did.
To yourself?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, that's how I watch Redskins games. That's just 16 seasons. No postseason with that team.
No.
And he just, Crisco up the bed.
Gives you time to heal up.
Yeah, he just, exactly.
Imagine if they were good. You'd be ruined.
Exactly. I'm trying to have.
You need a new bed.
Yeah, I'm trying to have a gaping career like Darryl Green had a cornerback career. Just longevity, fastest man in the league for a long time. That's what I want. So we haven't had Pete in a bit, and what I do before every show is I write notes in a notepad, just kind of stuff I scrawl a couple hours beforehand. So there's something I can go to during the show, and I wanted to start off just busting Pete's chops because we haven't talked a ton lately. I wouldn't say there's like bad blood. We're just not very chatty right now.
Yeah, we just haven't talked for a while.
And I follow him on Instagram. I follow him on Twitter.
I apologize.
And I mean, like, look, Pete's a good-looking dude, so I would do it, too. Like, I mean, if I had, like, John Holmes, John the Wad's penis, like, my every picture would be in, like, Pistol Pete Marinovich, like, 1960s ABA basketball shorts.
I found my dad's track shorts.
Yeah, exactly. It would just be that, like, just a blur going down to my knee. Exactly. I would be having, it would just be a meatloaf down there every day, 4-5 pictures a day. So Pete is like getting in good shape. We're going to get to what the hell Pete's been up to. But from what I gather from his Instagram feed, he's been dicking around in a river next to his house for about 4-5 months and just has his dog in tow with him.
I'm a friggin' hippie, dude.
I just really, if I had to design a social media account for, I think the technical term is poon slammery. Like, I would just do what you do. Like, I would just be like, look at my shirtless stuff, man. Oh, my hair grew out and I look like a sexy circa 95 rocker. Kurt Cobain is dead, but you could sit on my face and we'll work it out. And then you've got like your corgi. And it's not enough. You've got your corgi.
I know, right?
Your corgi's in a life jacket.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. It's not even fair.
Yeah, double threat.
It's not even fair. I haven't even seen it, and I'm
you're wet. Just you're goddamn wet over there.
I'm getting, it's like, got the bedpost.
It's cool. Exactly. Yeah.
So are you meeting women?
People, yeah.
Via Instagram?
Actually, not via Instagram.
Is this on Instagram? Like, just put
yourself. He's handsome. He gets to do it via this thing called Real Life. I've heard legend.
In real life. Yeah, and then also, but real life sucks, so...
What is real life?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
No, what is real life? No, I'd imagine it's like some kind of house.
It's when you see two cats in the Matrix. That's when it's up. It's on.
Yes, but it's also been, it's been a blessing, but also a curse.
Well, what the hell?
Really, the curse isn't that bad, but like, I will meet people in real life. They'll think I'm younger, really, and then actually explain that I am 32 years old and not get them to talk to me.
Boo-hoo-hoo!
I know, it's so bad. Right? It's
Mike!
So bad.
Boo-hoo! People think he's younger than 32. Mike's sitting over there polishing his skull. Like, what's that like, you piece of crap?
I know. I'm friggin' trash.
I've got my Jay Leno gray coming
trash.
In. Yeah.
I was like bald at like 27.
Exactly.
So. Oh, I am too. I
you know
so
why?
I told people I was 27, and they were like, "You must be at least like 32," and then they would stop talking to me.
Yeah, Mike was buying beer for his fellow eighth graders. That's how bald Mike was.
Never had hair. Actually.
Yeah, you're over here doing. I don't even want to know what statutory antics on prom nights throughout West Virginia.
Oh boy.
So
yeah, that's off the air.
We last heard Pete was like working a 9-to-5 and doing everything that came with that. You know, like a lot of how you unwind. There's some dope smoking. There's some cigarettes.
I smoked the dope.
I can tell you've gone like times are hard because you used to be loyal to
your
menthols.
I knew I shouldn't have brought those in.
Your blue, your Marlboro Blues. You're smoking Mavericks now.
Ooh.
Good God, you could give that pack to a hobo and he'd say thanks, but no thanks.
I knew I was going
to
catch trash for that.
Jesus Christ. What grade are those? Those are not grade A. What grade are Mavericks?
Wait, do they grade them?
Yeah.
Like meat?
Yeah. What is it?
Mm.
Is it like D, like Taco Bell taco meat? If it doesn't, it ain't a grade A.
I mean,
A.
It's still lower lard. These cigarettes represent a reduced risk of harm compared to other
cigarettes. If they're hiding the grade that much, Mike, they're like grade C, D, something like that. Because they put...
You.
What's an A, American Spirit?
Hey, these are Class A cigarettes. Thank you.
They are. Okay. They are Class A. Ooh. Well, I guess that doesn't
I'm
mean
still
what
fancy.
It used to. Good Lord Almighty. Mavericks.
It is true that Mavericks do have like...
That's my shoulders.
They're like... At like a Flying J, maybe you can get Mavericks. Like,
yeah,
they
really.
Have like the Maverick aisle at Flying J.
Maybe a pilot.
Like Maverick is
a
fictitious brand from Fallout.
Like next
like,
to it. Yeah.
The world has gone to hell.
They are absolute trash.
But this one guy learned how to roll smokes and he
but
calls
they
them Maverick.
Don't hurt my throat as much as the menthols I was
that
smoking.
Has to
and
be
now
that
I'm. I have to go and sing and do all that crap that...
Yeah, that's how you should do it. I mean, you
I
could
should just
quit
smoking
entirely, but yeah, that's...
Yeah, I have my vape on me, too. And
no, I mean, that's like
up.
When the doctor
oh,
said
shoot.
My septum
I don't know where it is.
Was completely rotted out, and I was like, cool, I'll start cutting my cocaine with baby laxatives that much more. And he's like, well...
You should use gasoline.
And
your doctor told you that for real?
No. I don't have a cocaine doctor, sadly.
That would be awesome.
So we leave off. Pete's doing 9-to-5. Then he's like, I'm going to quit and like chase my dreams. And I'm like, what are those? Pete, maybe Pedro Talvez. What dreams be they? I spat at him and he said, I'm going to sing. He wanted to do musical theater and stuff like that. And he legit quit. I thought he was too legit to quit, but
yeah.
He proved me wrong. And we
I know it was tough when I quit, too, because they were coming at me. They were like, we'll give you whatever you want.
Really?
Anything you want, yeah.
Was it like Braveheart, where they're like, you can have the first night with him?
Exactly.
Prima Nocta.
Oh, but they were willing to give me like a really sizable raise. They were like, if it's about the money. And I was like, no, it's not. And I explained to him like what was going on. And I mean, all of it made sense at the time. But then I sat on my hands. That's where you were going. I sat on my hands for like the first 2 months, like just enjoying the
well I think
of it
yeah when
I'm
you,
still doing theater
you
I
quit
guess.
Working entirely I've never done that because I'm a
I've never done that either
member of society
I've never done that either
and I don't trade on my looks like a freaking hooker
yeah
but
I was thinking about stripping
I would assume it's like when you first learn to jerk off and I mean you're just doing it with abandon just your mom's like why are you in the bathroom a fifth time like I'm sorry it's your cooking. And it's just that.
Yeah.
And that's what it's laziness is when you first quit working. Right, Mike? I mean.
I've only been unemployed one time and I got laid off. And
oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's different because you're like, I should be work. Like, you're like, I was supposed to be working.
Yeah.
Not.
This is the only time I quit.
But I did collect unemployment during that time and rack up a lot of credit. You eventually, like, give up and sort of say, like, screw it. Like, I'm just going to live on the credit card.
I just
for like a while. And then,
hey, have you been watching me?
And then I went back to school.
I'm picturing Mike like going into unemployment like with a Jerry Garcia level head of hair. And just every day, like, he's just running like, his fingers through
like,
his hair.
It was like an inch every week. Yeah. Just like you could actually see the line receding.
Oh,
like,
no.
like a small like dime.
Yeah.
Dime, and then it's like quarter.
Once you got down
JFK,
to the Costanza horseshoe.
Susan B. Anthony. Yeah.
You're like, all
like,
right.
Continually growing.
I give.
Stuff. Yeah.
I give. So.
That's pretty damn accurate.
Pete quits work to chase dreams. Which I didn't know lived in West Virginia, but they do. And he just chills. But you catch us up, young man. This is your choose your own adventure.
I mean, so yeah, I left. I did a couple theater shows.
Couple of theater shows, man. Don't jump over that.
I did Glass Menagerie at the Apollo. Then I was Peter Pan at Peter and the Starcatcher at the Apollo. Then
the
right
Black Theater.
Yeah.
That was the racist part.
The Apollo.
That was the racist part.
Really, not the Black Theater.
It's a historic African-American theater. You didn't have to respond to it like the goddamn Kool-Aid man, sir.
I'm pretty sure I didn't.
Okay.
Right, we'll check the replay. And then after that, I was doing musical theater at Way Off Broadway in Frederick, which is a paid theater, which is pretty cool.
That
I know, right?
Way like, off.
Yeah.
Broadway.
I know, right? Yeah. Frederick.
Dude, where's way, way off Broadway? It's in like Tampa. Bismarck, South Dakota.
Yeah. I didn't set my dreams very high. I was like, I want my dreams to be about 25 minutes away.
I mean, you're just plowing through this. This is a lot of interesting stuff. I want what goes in to finding this gig. Like, you just put out your feelers? What? You contacted an agent who lives in West Virginia.
Oh, no.
He's like, all right, sweet cheek, step one, you're getting on the Mavericks.
These are all places I saw that were having open auditions. And then I went in there and, you know, I would perform a number or a monologue or whatever they had prepared. And then I would get in there mostly just based off of good looks because I can't do any of those things.
Okay.
So that's why I left my job, because I was like, these good looks aren't going to last forever. I need to be getting on this acting train while people will give me jobs, and then I can just kind of coast on that for a little while. Because, I mean, as soon as the looks go, dude, I'm done. You can't just wait for it.
This is okay.
Oh, also, you know,
this is real. Like, he was talking before we started recording about this, and like, it was an authentic like moment of fear. It was like, before I get like older, like it was like he was like legitimately scared.
He really is
that,
Peter
that
Pan.
That the
like,
ship
this
will like
was the
leave
role
without.
He was born
yeah, I mean it's true. I don't ever want to grow up. I don't think I ever grew up when I was.
Do you have a nose ring or
job.
Is that sweat?
No, it's a nose ring.
Good God! When
He's
did you
trying
become
to look younger?
When
it's
did
like
you
a
become
Billy Joe Armstrong move?
Oh my God!
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I was supposed to do American Idiot, but they ended up canceling.
But you're too
show.
Old.
They ended up, oh, don't give me that, man.
Go back
I'll
in the kitchen
right
and get me my Jasmine Rice. Good Lord, no stud mother
oh, get
effort.
Out of here.
All right.
You know, I've had that for years and years and years. It's the only one I never closed up.
God, okay. All right.
You can blame
So
blame
what,
Hoffman's mom.
What is it like walking into this stuff where everyone else, I assume, is kind of more part-time about these theater things than you are, and you're like, no, dude, this is what I live in. Breathe and
actually quite the opposite.
Welcome to my hell.
Quite the opposite at the last place I'm doing because it's a dinner theater. So a lot of people there, they're like, I've just been doing this like practically my whole life. I went to school for this, and
they're paid.
I don't know how your ass got in here. What the hell?
Are they paid in meatballs like the wedding singer? That is what I'm picturing right now.
No.
Okay.
No.
Do
we
you
all
get a
get
free
paid,
meal though.
Sometimes.
A sandwich.
Have you
sometimes.
Performed the singing sirloin?
No,
okay.
I haven't. Is that a thing? Because I would do
I
that.
A mistake. A big, big
mistake.
It was a mistake.
But yeah, I mean, it's been cool. Like, when I first got there, I did not feel welcome at all because people had been training.
Well, it's the Apollo.
That and the dinner theater. Like,
okay.
There's only... All right. There's three dudes in the main cast. And then there's three other dudes in the ensemble. I'm in the ensemble, and then the rest are like women. And but like all of them have trained for this, or they went to grad school for it. Blah blah blah. And I know it's not like the biggest thing in the world, but like most of them are also like 21.
Uh-huh.
But they've been doing it since they were 12. And just the I swear the nastiest looks, dude. for like the first month or so because they were like, what the hell are you doing?
Then
like,
you
what do you mean
cocaine.
You were just doing IT and then you are here now?
Uh-huh.
How did you get in here? Like, okay, who so let you in the door?
This was like professional.
Like, who let
theater,
you in the door?
Then? Okay.
They like think you're not as serious because of that? Or
yeah,
like,
he hasn't
I
gone to an
so.
Academy?
Yeah.
Of some
I got
sort?
That for a little while and now everybody's pretty cool.
Okay.
And then they found out I was 32 and they were like, yeah, we're not going to hit on him anymore. I was like, that's.
What did the girl say?
come on. No, the guy still hit on. Come on. You know guys.
You've met a guy, they, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That does not, it's endless.
Yeah.
They could absolutely hate you and they'll be like, yeah,
still got a dump
you're
on.
Still hot though.
All right. Okay. So that's cool. I mean, it
that's
sounds
right.
like
yeah.
you've you
that's
got
cool.
at the singing sirloin things are happening.
I was listening to Mr. Bill talk to you about when he was doing theater and all this fun
Who's
stuff.
Who's Mr. Bill?
Roland.
Oh, Bill Roland. Billiam. Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Bill, I and, thought you were the SNL puppet thing.
No. And yeah, but it is very true. These dressing rooms are amazing.
Oh, you just get to see titties, as the kids call them.
Yeah. You get a lot of nip slips. Wow. I was in there I was in one the other day, and
you were in a nipple.
And
that's incredible.
The lady just decided that she didn't want to wait for the bathroom. So
she just crapped right there.
Straight up full nude.
If you are out of work for 3
every high schooler's dream.
Full blown scat fetish. Wow. Who knew? Stay
like, okay,
in school.
That's not bad. That's you know I'm right here, right? Okay. All right. But
yeah.
I feel like in the same situation though, like I could not do that. I would do that, but
yeah,
definitely. I feel like if I was to do that, people would be like, he's getting naked in the dressing room when there is right there is a bathroom. He can put his dance belt on right there. By the way, first time I've ever worn a dance belt in my life. That's fun.
Do
you want to see a picture of it?
I was going to say, like, we talked about having sex with a bedpost and Ooh. Dance belt are the gayest two words that have hit the airwaves on this show.
It's rough because
we had Sven Lloyd saying some real filth last week.
Yeah, I wish I had heard that.
Sven
Shout
Lloyd
out to
is
Sven
screaming
Lloyd. That
sissy.
Guy was rad. Yeah, he was
hearing.
Very, very good.
Oh, I want to hear that.
It's a good one. Well, you could download it at papasbasement.com. God forbid I know the URL I've had for 10
God
years.
Forbid you ever get papasbasement.com.
Yeah.
Is that person dead yet?
Oh, the actual Papa has to be dead by
yeah.
now. But his daughter, I think, is
She's
keeping his
such
memory alive.
A vile
alive.
Bitch.
She is. She is a dirty C word.
Mm.
And by that, I meant considerate daughter.
It's not Papa John Schnatters.
No.
I would think he would have bought it.
What? Let's see your dance belt.
I'm springing it up right now.
Is it like the 60s?
Hey, I just got
60s
two matches on Bumble.
Batman belt? So you're out, you're still getting sores and stuff? You haven't committed to any young ladies?
Mm.
Good God, man. Why?
Let me see.
Why?
Oh.
Ew.
Wait, we just, so
Jesus.
It's
for
so
the
it,
listeners.
It tucks your junk because I wear two different skin tight suits in the show, which by the way only has 2 weeks left, so if anybody wants to come see it and hand me
that's
some money.
That's like how a superhero's drawn.
Yeah, I was going to it looks like a Supergirl's bottoms but colored like beige.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's like 100%.
Yeah, like if Superman were just wearing yeah. hosiery.
It turns you into a
It's incredibly doll, uncomfortable. Yeah.
Oh man, that is graphic. So, once you're done with this show, your performance, what does life hold for one Pete maybe?
I've been trying to sell my house too. So okay. if anybody out there is in the market for a house in almost West Virginia, but still Virginia, so you can tell people and they won't make fun of you when you
yes.
when,
that is the best plug I've ever heard on
Does anybody wants to buy a
like
house?
Plugging his own house out in West Virginia.
What the hell? Hey, it's not in West Virginia. People will still date you.
And I have some old shoes. While we're doing this, I have some old shoes that I'm not using anymore. So if you want to swing,
are they Adidas or Nikes
like
or
New Balances?
Oh,
okay.
Which is
oh,
kind of like the dance belt of shoes.
It really
kind of.
Is.
So you've left the white power movement, then?
Yeah,
you've renounced your ways.
I was telling you before, I counter protest and stand up for what I believe.
Okay, I just bought two new pairs of New Balances.
Oh, so you're doubling down?
Oh yeah.
Are you gonna get like a giant like hammer? And go out on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, just rough up a couple people that don't believe in the supremacy of Mike Taylor's DNA over there.
That my DNA is
just as good as everyone else's.
Oh, it's
DNA.
Better.
I believe in
it's,
equality.
It's a thousandfold better.
Quality person.
It is pure, like a Fiji bottled water.
God, you can't even take a compliment.
Yeah. Why can't you just say that you're a superior Aryan? Why can't you just say that?
As I'm not Aryan.
Spit in my Turkish face.
I probably am part Aryan.
Okay, but I'm being honest. I don't want to go on that show. Okay. Like, what's my background?
Aryan, all right, I'm a little Aryan. I've dabbled in it. Yeah, so, yeah, dude, what? That's
yeah, man,
your...
I've just been loafing it up. I mean, I still got to use my GI Bill, so I'm going to go back to school doing theater. They're going to pay for it. They're going to pay me while I'm going to school. And I'm just hanging out. I'm feeling it, man.
Oh, there's a baby's head at the window. That's hilarious.
That's good.
Did Howard... he bring his... I thought he said he put his baby to sleep.
No, Howard's got his baby. Everyone, Howard's in
oh,
the
boy.
Studio now. Because we're just throwing it against the walls now.
I'm mad I'm not the cutest one anymore.
You're not. Aww. You're not. And she's wearing your dance belt, too. Oh, that baby's real quiet.
Oh, oh. You had to speak, huh?
Yeah, why
you
did I jinx it?
Speak.
I'll hold the baby. Give me the baby. Why won't you give me the baby, Howard? Everyone, we got a live baby
Everyone
in
touch
studio.
The
studio.
Because
why not? This is like a Vietnamese New Year's party. There's just
baby
kids running around.
So.
Yeah. Baby's having fun.
I'll be back.
All right. That was a great
Of course, now that you're leaving, the baby's like, I'm done.
Oh,
no,
she needs a diaper
change. Oh, okay.
Cannot
no, that's me.
Again.
Me too. I'm coming.
That's how you make an That's an entrance.
Your scat it's... fetish is that pronounced? You hear diaper change and you're coming?
Yep.
That is... Oh, God. You are long gone, man. I thought there was
a
scat's shred.
A little far-fetched. Golden, fine. Scat's just taking it too far.
I can't believe you're finding matches for that on Bumble. Did not know they had a setting for that.
Hey, they have to talk to you first.
Oh, man.
I set the precedence. Not my fault. You didn't scroll down.
Oh, God. So have you tried Smeared Porcelain yet? I've heard that is a really good network for people into your...
No.
Okay.
Did you just make that up? I was like, swear to God, if that's a real
thing. Smeared Porcelain?
Yeah,
I made it up.
Okay.
They do have like crazy apps,
Gosh,
though, from
yeah.
what I can tell. They're, like,
really? I want an app called Slummin'. For girls that are just like
slummer.
I want a man to take me to the Sizzler. That's what I need in my life. I would do okay.
They're on there. You're just not swiping on them, dude.
I have not been on any dating apps. I have filled the void in my life with going to New York.
Yeah, I heard you're happy now.
It sucks.
What the hell is that about?
It effing sucks. Do you
yeah,
know why?
I have no idea what that's like.
You're happy all the time, and I don't mean
Barely.
That in the archaic gay way either. You feel joy. You have to understand how depressed I had been for a long time. I just didn't feel joy. Like, where I should feel joy, I just felt the absence of pain. And then I'd be like, this is okay, I guess. And then I go back to pain and filling my pain hole with my bedpost.
I'm going back to the bedpost.
So, I've been working with a shrink for a long time. And taking various mood supplement things, which is not a euphemism for the cocaine I was talking about earlier.
God. Do you have any?
No, I won't. Right. Well,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll talk about it.
Or a group. We'll circle around. So, I decided to be somewhat more motivated, which sucks because I'm now kind of looking back and realizing I've spent the last 10 to 17 years in a horrible, just doing nothing holding pattern with my life. And I'm never going to get my youth back. But by not being depressed, I'm trying to push forward through that. And the last 6 months have been pretty active for me in the sense that I got an ice cream tattoo like Gucci Mane.
You did not.
I did not. I'm just holding
you got
a
like a whole sundae, like yeah, a banana exactly. split tattoo.
I was like, he didn't take it far yeah. enough. I had the Candyland box art tattooed
like
across
canisters,
my
all 32 flavors.
On your right butt cheek, too.
Yes, and every month the new flavor is added.
Yeah, this is why
and they
need
hire
to watch
a
live.
New employee, and like an entire Baskin Robbins.
No, I've tried to do more, and I'm trying to get people out and unite the not right.
I don't remember getting an invite.
You can't. They already united.
I was trying to get things
too.
Going before I brought you into the mix. I actually have felt slightly guilty because I know that you want to do sketch comedy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you're the one that like introduced or really kept Tim Allen in the loop. And now I'm like kind of trying to bring that together and actually make sketch stuff happen.
Nice.
If you're not busy, you know, like acting and stuff. If you'd like to,
you know, this is the second time that I've been to Virginia. Well, I guess I live in Virginia, but like I've driven past my house towards Virginia in like the last 2 months.
Must be liberating.
It's amazing. There is no traffic when I go out to West Virginia or weird parts of Maryland that aren't important. And so, yeah, don't blame
me. We live hellish
lives. Because I don't hang out with a lot of people.
Yeah. We are, like, it's Mad Max 4 over
it's
here.
Like,
I legit have a blood boy.
Yeah.
I need that to get by. I believe in the cult of Chrome now. And, Mike over there, I don't even want to get into it. All right, he's a T-800. That's how post-apocalyptic this has gotten. He has an endoskeleton.
It's like my head, the shine on my head is the first
clue. Yeah. And you're over there just living out the part of Bambi before his mom gets shot.
It's amazing.
It's
it really has been good.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Not working and having the sex and living, you know, on a riverbank.
Yep.
And smoking cigarettes so cheap they give them to you. No kidding. That's all.
I got a blowjob in a tent in my front yard the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
How long had the stars. Tent? How long had the tent been up?
Oh, no, I just popped it out because we were looking at the stars. Then I brought out...
But when did the tent go up?
It's like 5 minutes. So you adjust, you like open the tent up and then you just unzip the tent and get inside and it's like 30 seconds, 45 seconds.
It might have been 5 minutes later.
Wow.
Yeah.
How big is
pretty
your
good
roster? Because I don't think I'm giving away anything here if you want me to stop talking
about it. Oh, no, you're fine.
You can put both thumbs in your asshole and go, hey, like the Fonz. How big
insane.
Is your poon harem right now? Because this is the best part of his
like
life.
Like right now or like in total? Or what are we talking about?
The past couple of months, how many notches
have
been
like,
notched?
What sucks is because I actually...
Since he quit his job, right?
I have feelings.
Hold on, let's bring your mic up.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You could do since he... quit his job, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a fair measure of like how much he's lapped you.
Oh, that's a good
what
time.
Are they burning and itching? Feelings.
Since I quit. Do you guys have anything to talk about while I start counting?
No,
please do. We could redirect to a baby and then we could come back from
the
baby.
What does
the
baby have to say about this?
Yeah.
Is this a clean or dirty show?
No, it's clean.
Clean, yeah.
So far it's been clean. I've been pretty good.
Why is your
bad.
Baby staring at me like it saw me kill your dog? Like, I used to be cool with this baby, and now it's
she's
popping an attitude.
Trying to recognize you. She's like, I've seen this guy before.
You've seen me like 5 times, stupid baby, just because I don't have my glasses on. Come on. Good God.
I don't know, man.
She sort of remembers being here.
Your parents are smart. What's wrong with you, dumb baby?
Doesn't even talk.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If this were a dirty show, we could curse in front of her still. She's not at that point where I have to edit my language.
We've hit like the, you know what I can't do is hit F8 and then we can just double up and I'll give this episode like doubled over to, the program director here. So
I mean, we don't have to swear just for the baby's sake. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just, if you wanted the option.
Why do you want us to call your baby the C word? I don't honestly.
Also, what kind of father like makes it clear that it's still like cool, like. Okay, you guys can swear in the presence of my child, like going that direction instead of.
I think
just,
that's
like,
great.
Not saying anything, like you're like actively soliciting, like.
I think you should
get it in while you can. That's
have you
how
done
I feel.
Your counting
like,
yet?
You yeah, it's like 5 or 6.
That's I want a double digits.
It took you two minutes to count to six.
it took
you so long to count to six.
I was actually trying to think. I was like, because there's a couple.
He was holding a pen with his other hand. All right.
Yeah, I was still holding on to my like.
Which
trying to talk to.
Which boo thing
that I'd rather.
Which
be with.
Boo things were you holding on to?
I'm not gonna bring them up. They're
which
gone.
Boo things?
They're gone. I don't think about them every day. It's
they're gone. Which,
whatever, man.
Come on, man.
No,
on.
It's good.
Wait, come so on. is that faster or slower than you were moving through women when you had your
when
job
I was
still?
young?
No, when you were still
and
like okay, whatever.
Oh, when
it's
I was,
been like
when
2 or 3 months.
I was
like,
a long term guy.
Even up till when you quit, so you quit your job.
No,
and you
he.
No, I quit
let me
right
correct
after breaking
this right
up.
Now. He got out of a relationship about 6 months before me. He. Banged out 2 chicks, like, that was the technical term in my science
yes.
book. Banged out 2 girls, like, within, like, a week after that.
Yeah.
I think was, like, dating-ish one of... You were, like, you had had about 5 total in the span of like a month or two. Like, and yeah. you were seeing one long term and then kind of leapfrog to the other, and then that one screwed you over, so you went back to number four out of the five. And I was like, good for you. Good for you. But then number four got like this horrible mom haircut, and I was like, why did she do that? Why is she doing that to my boy?
I'm trying to remember who that is.
Did you ask her to do
that? I'm literally forgetting.
So Jasmine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's booed up now.
Oh.
We were talking. I was actually going to hit her up on the way over here.
Maybe you should listen to this episode. Never mind.
Yeah.
It's your hair grown out.
Yeah. She's booed up. Like, well, last time I hit her up, she was just like, I was, you know, when you get like the, hey, how you been, whatever. And I got this whole slew of like, my boyfriend's been amazing. He's done this and this, and it's changed my life.
He's
and
employed.
This and this. And
he
I'm
smokes
like,
name brand cigarettes.
And I'm like, bleh, whatever.
She gave you the information you needed.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, actually, she's still like a really good friend of mine. Cause she's.
Oh, how often do you hang out with your really good friend, Pete?
Like once a month.
Oh, so she's more friends to you than,
so than we are.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I came in late because I don't know if you talked about Pete's been getting some gigs, man. Have you been pimping out his gigs? Because I feel like some of these people you work with, and you got to be nice even after you bone. It's like, hey, good to see you working on this production.
Look, he's,
I know, right?
What are you working on right now?
Working on Beauty and the Beast, but it only goes for two more
and
weeks.
And he said the scampi's amazing. We're caught up.
Yeah, come for the food, stay for me and leotards.
Yeah, and he showed us that he's wearing like a chastity belt, so he can't get hard on nothing on stage.
I've never worn a dance belt before, and I have to because I wear some skin tight suits in the show. And yeah, it's business, man. So nuts are flying everywhere.
Are you like, are you Cogsworth or are you?
No, I wish. Air? That'd be great. Yeah, those were predetermined. I'm just male ensemble, so I'm Baker, Wolf, Drunk at the Bar,
your
Pepper
Wolf,
Shaker, some other thing. Yeah, the Wolf is one of the costumes that is very skin tight.
Mm.
Gargoyle, also skin tight.
Why?
That one freaks people out. I don't understand what that is. Yeah, like that one freaks people out. Like, so whenever I'm waiting there, I talk to people afterwards. I was like, hey, what'd you think about that gargoyle costume? That mask is pretty weird, right? And they were like, didn't see the mask at all.
they're like, who are you?
You looked like you should have been stripping.
All right,
and
so
this should not be a children's show.
You said the magic word. We're going to segue into 25 minutes of my Gargoyles fanfic.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Gargoyles was amazing.
I know.
Right?
Gargoyles Street
too.
Sharks crossover would... I'd start... sorry, baby. I'm going to start jerking off.
My 8th grade and 9th grade and probably into my 12th grade. That was like Gargoyles plus Batman, the animated series. And now that I've murdered all momentum in the room and made it about me, back to you, senor.
Well, that's the only show I got going on right now. Jesus Christ Superstar coming up in the springtime, probably. I should be in that. And
are you going to have a singing role, you think? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bally. Absolutely. Finally. Well, I do sing in Beauty and the Beast, if you guys want to hear me sing there, but there's no solos. So. And, you know, Peter and the Starcatcher was a musical as well, except Peter Pan isn't singing. Everybody else is singing about Peter Pan, so...
That's the way
I
like
guess
it.
All
we're,
I
we're
yeah,
all
I'm like,
praise
oh, they're all
Pete.
Singing about me. This is
oh,
terrible.
Don't
I don't
do
have
do
a part,
better.
But I'm also the lead. Oh, man.
Well, it sounds like you've been having a good time.
Yeah, it's all right. It's
please,
all right.
Have you been using prophylactics?
Yeah, 50-50. Yeah.
That's fine, then.
Yeah.
That's good.
Magnums when I could fit in them. And then, you know, like just... And then also not. I've bought a couple over the counter.
Have
pills.
You purchased some Maverick condoms too? Are you a father?
I
yet?
Am.
All right. God damn. I mean, it's cool to catch up. The biggest, most important bit of news though, before we didn't see much of each other. One, Pete borrowed a Smash.
Oh, shit, I forgot everything.
You son of a bee sting.
And he
okay.
just
you
dropped
just,
an S-bomb.
You can
F8,
just march out.
F8.
You can just leave, right?
It's an S-bomb. Oh, you said S-bomb, right?
Yes.
Okay. You can just leave. This entire charade was so I could get my GameCube controller adapter back for Smash Brothers, which is
you're more than welcome
December.
To drive out there.
I am godfather to this child over here, and I'm not going to risk my life so foolishly.
Yeah, just in case an emergency happens and you have to babysit the child.
Yeah, I'm not saying...
I'll save you.
Yeah, that I want a 9/11 like scenario to happen so I can take over Howard's condo and raise the child there as my own. But you know, if it happened, if fortune grants you a little, I don't know. No. Well, it's cool. We're all caught up with you. And now we got Howard with a baby. We got Mike doing some Mr. Burns crap in the corner. And I've run out of show. There's just literally nothing. No, I've got a couple things
you
in my back
pocket.
I figured. I was not part of the outlining plan.
So. Oh, yeah. I got, well, we have Unite the Right coming to a city near you. Our city.
Oh, yeah.
On, what, Saturday and Sunday?
Thanks for organizing that, John. Weekend.
Yeah.
That's
is it
very
like,
big of you.
Is it like a two-day HF festival of white power at this point?
There's 3 days of counter-protests. I know that.
Oh,
so I don't know. But I think some of that
What's
is like getting ready. No, I think that's part of it. They're like, so one of them is like putting, they're going to chalk the sidewalk where the Unite the Right marchers are going to march with like messages of love and peace to
and
kind
hopscotch.
Of like put, yeah, like to put, yeah. There's just a giant four square thing and all the white supremacists are going to get like distracted and just be like, you're out. I swear you were out, man. That was a double bounce.
That hit the ground.
Yeah. So there is like a lot of infrastructure on the like progressive side. To,
well, how do you, what do you guys, because I'm removed from the city to some extent, not as much as Sex Captain McSores over here, but you know, I don't, this feels like it's in a foreign land to me that we come Saturday and Sunday are going to have white power folks duking it out with
I think that's because they do these things in places where there aren't a lot of white power folks hanging out. So like out here in Northern Virginia, there's like plenty of that already going on. But out in DC, they like, that's like everyone has to like take the orange line into the protests to and like show out where people aren't used to seeing like neo-Nazis. They like go to places where it's more offensive, right?
Well, I think what Makes gets sense. Me is like, it's just, it's so fair weather. Cause I'm like, where were you guys 3 years ago? My mailing list was like 10 people back then, and then they come to what? Wait, what? Okay. Oh,
sorry. Daily Stormer. Like,
yeah,
a bunch of sellouts.
Yeah, exactly. Papa's Tempest. That's the white power website that I run, sister site of Daily Stormer.
But I mean, what are the expected turnout numbers? Because the last I heard, I was watching Vice News, and their explanation was that the idiot who organized Charlottesville has lost all faith from the white nationalist movement, and they're all like, do not go to anything this guy organizes, he's an idiot, just don't do it.
Wait, who's
I thought he was in charge of it. Who was the guy that organized?
Yeah, the same guy who organized the Charlottesville thing. Is
most of the white nationalists who got arrested in Charlottesville are pissed at him for being an idiot who caused them to get arrested in the way that he poorly managed Charlottesville.
So he's lost his rep as a white party power organizer. Like,
people didn't know who he was before, and they were like, well, we'll give this guy a shot. We never really heard of him. Because he voted for Obama twice, apparently. Or at least the first time. In 2008, this dude voted Obama.
Yo.
So he's just... That's why everybody was kind of like, who is this guy? He talks on his YouTube channel about voting for Obama. How is he one of us? And they're like, well, he did organize this like protest at Robert E. Lee's statue in a park in Charlottesville. We all don't think that should be removed. Let's give him a shot. And he's a moron. He didn't even know how to organize a protest. He'd never done it before, I'm guessing. So that's why everybody's like, don't go to his protests. He has no idea what he's doing. He just has a YouTube channel that got a bunch of followers in a brief amount of time. He's a moron.
But he doesn't. Yeah. So they get out there and there's like, there's no Porta-Johns. There's no orange slices. Where's the hoods? Like, this guy's prepared nothing. That's funny. I didn't know about that.
That's wild. That they have like standards for like they need to hit certain benchmarks for these hate rallies.
No,
exactly.
It's
like
weird.
I hate black people, not my feet.
No, like, it's terrible, but like
tired of the marching.
If you hate people, your playbook
I hope no one samples that out of context. I was doing an impression that sounded like me.
It was a great clip, by the way.
There's a white supremacist sounds exactly like me.
Like, it's kind of embarrassing I know this, but if you really hate people and you want to know how to protest, like Westboro Baptist Church, like they wrote the playbook. Cuz Fred Phelps used to be a civil rights attorney. Like,
I'd forgotten that.
Yeah, no, he worked on Brown versus Board of Education, not like in the 50s, but they tried to bring the case back in the 80s because they wanted to fight again in Topeka. And
to resegregate.
Because I forget which group. I don't think it was the NAACP. Basically, he was trying to get people to bring this lawsuit in the 80s, and when they didn't bring Brown 3, he's like, screw it. I hate the gays. I'm going to focus on that because I think I can make real progress on repressing gay people since nobody wants to integrate schools anymore. That's how we have Westboro Baptist now.
Hmm.
That's wild how it's, it feels like I hear that story of like that there are people who are like really super progressive who they like wind up somehow going into this like time warp and or like a wormhole in space, and then they come out the other end and they're like shave heads with like iron
man,
cross
I've
statues.
I've never seen that on Twitter.
That's why
ever.
People of like, color that's a journey. Cut me off in traffic. I'm just saying that, like.
Oh, maybe it's for some people it's a shorter.
It's just
journey
it's just they
others.
Snap like yeah they are Michael Douglas as defense in Falling Down. That's it. Like the black guy cuts him off. He's like, that's it. Shaving the head. Oh, the kid's crying again.
I know. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Your kid looks like Larry Bird.
It does feel more and more like that's kind of true. Like people are like ready to just go full Nazi more than they used to. Like it takes only like the smallest thing.
I can think of a certain era where
actually true.
More but. People went full Nazi. But
right. Yeah.
This is a
I mean, relative
second,
to
yeah.
like maybe 5 years ago or something like that. I feel mm-hmm. like there's just been like this like water behind a dam, and like
it's
all
the internet's
sudden,
fault.
Like,
it is
the
really.
Internet. It's probably
I legit blame 100%. The internet for the destruction of so much in life. The fact that we can just kind of retreat into ourselves. Do you know how damaging it is that you can keep yourself so entertained just without leaving your room? Really? Like you don't have to do anything in life. I can just look at a magic tablet that brings me naked women and Sopranos, and I can hit a button and a pizza comes to my door. Yeah.
So
like,
what,
it's so messed
so
up.
What's surprising about that is that people find a way to be racist in that situation.
Yeah, still be
like,
mad at something.
Like what are you where are you like yeah, you have all the stimulation you could ever want. Where's the like need to like
we live to scapegoat. It's there's always it always has to fall on the shoulders of an outsider why your life sucks. And as robots take more and more of our job, like if people came up with a racial slur for robots, I'd be down for that. I'd get a bumper sticker.
Anti-robot.
Yeah, like calling them chips or something like that. Like, you know, skin jobs. I don't know, do some Blade Runner talk.
I swear to God, that needs to start.
Yeah, like that is the real enemy here. Like somehow Trump convinced people that like Mexicans were coming over here and stealing like metalworking jobs from 1962. Like making those exist and then browning them up. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Because all that really happened was you lost your job to a robot arm that does this all day long. You lost your job to the goddamn bird with the red glass ass that dips back and forth into the shot. That's it. That's all that's happened. And we're going to go bankrupt. All the money, because the money's still in the system. Anytime a guy says system and his hands are out like this,
yeah,
be scared. Be
sell.
Scared.
Buy. Sell.
Like, the money still exists. It's not like we've burned piles of money. We still print this crap. More and more people are jobless and not making this money. The money is just floating more and more to the top. It's very simple. This is not. This is as easy as it was for that man to count to six sexual partners over time. Like it is not.
I'm still embarrassed by that.
Complicated.
Man. It should like, be double digits.
More and more
be.
People are getting fired because more and more robots can do their job. So if you are rich enough to afford the robots, guess what? It's an endless circle with you just getting more and more money. That's it. Sense.
Well, that's the weird that thing. Right now, we don't have that displacement yet because. The job numbers are pretty good right now as far as people being employed.
Give it time.
Give wages it time.
Stink. It'll rectify itself.
Yeah, yeah, wages suck.
The wages suck because all that's really, like, a lot of what's left is the crap, A, that, like, Trump has deported people and they've vacated horrific jobs, so that's part of it. And also, you're just filling in the cracks of what the robots can't do right
you're like,
now.
You're, like, driving a sandwich on one of those motorized scooters to someone's house for, like, same-day delivery.
Yeah.
And they, like, don't want to go to Whole Foods, so they, like, those yeah. are the jobs that are
that was my,
that are left.
My ex bounced from three different, like, Papa John's delivery to waiter on the way to that. That's it. It's just people with so much money, they can get other people to do their food pickup for them.
But here's the thing you got to remember. Number one job in America, driver.
That's it.
Guess what is being replaced by robots first?
I don't know what technology is on the horizon that could have a seismic impact of some sort on this. Yeah. I didn't like on my way back from New York through Jersey see, I don't know, 50, 200 trucks of some sort on the Jersey Turnpike. And those guys will all be jobless in 10 years. I didn't see any of that stuff. So we're all good. That's you think I don't S my pants in fear that there's going to just be some like little drone that zips into people's houses and touches their lock, and it's like, door open, pay me. And I'll just be sitting there, like, calling it.
Sitting in your car.
Yeah, like, you piece of chip ass, and just throwing rocks at it, you know? Like, that will be my life. Give it very little time. There's going to be drone lockout bots. There's going to be baby bots taking your baby's job as a baby. It's horrible. And you don't think there's going to be robot entertainment bots, Pete. They already don't have to build a penis on it. It's halfway there.
It's coming.
You don't have to wear, the creepy little chastity belt
said.
Stuff to achieve a no penis look for Songbot 5000. He's just going to come there.
No, way. Songbot.
And you know what? You flick a switch and it's Songbot-S 5000. He can do all the roles. Girl, guy, whatever.
There's going to be a robot that will take women to your front yard and pitch a tent.
There's gonna be a robot that gives
you're gonna come outside and there's the robots out there like making out with the girl.
Yeah.
You'd be like, hey,
thought it was you.
You'll be like, hurt bot, that's my job. She's positive. And then he'll just stalk off in the night.
Check it out, bro. I got an upgrade. Wow.
Just 100% transmission rate.
It's right.
That's
my pump does nothing.
We're all done for. We're all done ski.
Yeah.
That's it, man. It sucks.
True. Sad.
There's going to be, it's going to be the pinnacle of technology, but someday.
They already do that with radio.
I know. Don't
Jack
even.
FM.
Jack FM. I am Jack Jock.
Yeah, it's just
who's
pro,
up for hearing?
Just some
Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer.
It's a programmed robot that plays the hits.
Yeah, it's just literally an iPod. Those that don't know the Jack FM format, they come up with these hypothetical listeners. And by the way, these are Radio Insights circa 2009.
I know.
So this is nothing new. But they come up with these profiles, and one of them is like Jack. And it's like, Jack listens to the White Stripes as well as Led Zeppelin. You know what Jack isn't listening to? The DJ we no longer pay. Because we're just playing the hits. And they cut out all DJs. And like that, this is technology, 5 tiers of technology ago, you had what was called voice tracking. Where it was just one guy who's like, how is it out there tonight in the city? And that guy was playing.
That you live in.
Yeah, like from Buffalo to Vancouver.
I'm from there.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That mayor, what a buffoon. And that's it. You know, traffic sucks. And
well, good thing the public schools are preparing kids for work in the tech industry.
Yeah, that's fine. It's not just learning how to work jobs circa 1920. Like, it isn't just sit down and learn to be a good seamstress. And if you're busty enough, the boss will marry you. That's public school to this day. It's that, and don't rape each other and film it on an iPad.
At least not while your student's here.
Exactly. Please do that off school property. Limited liability. That's it. It's if you guys think it's bad now, give it 15 years when the syphilis has taken Pete's brain and I'm that much fatter and your kid is big enough to hold a gun and shoot me because she resented what happened today.
Now, we're going to be living in Canada by that point. I think that's my current plan.
I hope.
I still regret not driving Rachel to Canada so we could have this baby, our anchor baby to Canada.
That would be amazing.
Would have been amazing.
Yeah,
oh, man. Great.
Then once Canada's used up, though, then there's no further north to go. No. You like have to cross over to Siberia. Somehow Siberia is going to be the place.
So I've lived in Canada before. One of the things they talk about is they assume they're one of the last bastions of life, really.
So they're arming
themselves
all like children of men.
No, they're just like, America will invade us as soon as they run out of water. That's kind of one of the things they talk about up there.
It is so true.
Yeah,
we are a violent horde.
Why
haven't
we should have already done it? Like, yeah. Where are we waiting?
Why
for?
Wait? Yeah.
If I were Canada,
if they're expecting it, thank you for the heads up. If they're expecting it,
we
should just do it now.
We've got the paramilitary shock troops.
Yeah. No. Let's all just sneak in, and then we'll pay our bills in laughter. How's that? This is the show cast. Josie, you're going to learn to be an SEO and YouTube girl.
I'm gonna go work in Vancouver.
Is that your thing now?
Yeah.
What are you working
it's
in Vancouver?
Second Hollywood. I don't know. I'm just going to, whenever I sell this house, I'm going to, that's the thing. When I go traveling, I'm not positive I'll be coming back. I'm not 100%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to find someplace that's really nice and I might not come back.
Probably with acting
jobs.
Or
I'll stay in Chicago or New York.
Wait, do you have an equity card now?
No.
Okay.
No. I have some points, but no equity card.
Okay. So you're working towards it.
Yeah, I'm working towards it.
All right.
Yeah, which I heard it's a little easier if you do it in Chicago.
Basically, not here.
Yeah, not here. And then New York's crowded. There's some places in New Jersey. I mean, you see these places. It's not bad, man. It's like $900 a week. Then they give you a housing stipend as well. And, I mean, these are small theaters in, like, Philly and Jersey.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad living. I could do that for a while.
No, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad. Hey, can I squeeze something in? Because we got one of the viewers in the live chat, the Snake Gonzalez of Goers.
Oh,
our buddy, what's up, Gonzo?
Oh, new fan. I love new fans. What is up, Nate, new fan Gonzalez?
What's up, Gonzy? No, he just wanted to mention that any of our listeners are out in Arizona. He has an art show in Phoenix, and he's selling tickets. So get at him.
Yeah.
Nate Gonzalez.
You
go find him. If you guys are
what
on our Twitter, you'll be able to find
him. What is his handle?
Is
he at Nate Gonzalez?
Gosh, what is... I think he's... Gosh, I can't remember his freaking Twitter handle anymore. It's,
yeah, John, retweet
at,
that junk.
Or Art by
the I'll
Animal.
Retweet it. He's only favorited maybe 4,000 to 7,000 of my tweets. I could give the man a retweet.
Yeah, it's at Nate L. Gonzalez. Nate L. Gonzalez.
All right, that's good. He's got
pre-Nate L. Gonzalez.
I thought when you were like, he's doing his own Unite the Red. That's what I thought. That was
Whoa.
Like, he's making sure the West doesn't feel
I knew
left
our
out.
Listeners were fun.
And they're way better at planning parties than that guy, apparently, who screwed up the Charlottesville party last year.
Yeah, if you want to go to a good protest, Nate's got your back.
Actually, that would make a great sequel to Black Klansman. You got Nate Gonzalez organizing Unite the Right in Phoenix, Arizona. It's like, hey, my name's Nate Gonzalez. We're trying to get some white nationalists down to the border.
I'm sorry.
There's some people I'd like you to meet.
I'm sorry, did you say Gonzalez?
Yeah, I hate it when people
yeah, it's
think
Irish.
I'm,
yeah, exactly.
But this is how these like guys only find out after the fact that there's something wrong with these dudes, right? It's just like, wait, did you vote for Obama? And then they all show up, and then they're like, hey, wait a minute. They're like, what is
whoa.
The one? Hey.
Oh, my God. Like, I kind of want to do that just to...
They drop their wiffle bats and they're like, whatever other makeshift weapons they have. They're like whips made out of like Duplos or whatever, these wackos or like Ninja Turtle knee pads on and stuff.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. Why aren't
this
these
weekend's going to be fun?
Yeah, I know. I can't wait.
I honestly think it won't be anything.
I hope not. And I do not think it'll be fun. I felt the need to say that.
So. Prior to this administration, wow. A lot of white nationalist gatherings tended to be like 30 people and then 1,000 counter-protesters who basically forced them to disband.
Yeah.
That's traditionally how it worked, but
what I'm thinking is going to happen.
I mean, I would like to go down and like just throw piss balloons on the Nazis, but like that could get me in trouble probably.
I honestly don't think the real Nazis are going to show up because they all hate this dude who's organizing. I'm telling you, like they're all telling each other, don't go. This guy's not going to help.
You're really tapped into the like.
I was
going to
say, how did you know that they're
like, I'm a hipster, so I like the pure, like the real stuff. Like, where are the real Nazis going to be? Tell me.
That's what I don't know. Like, you have to follow Vice News. I don't know. They started doing the nightly news on HBO. Right.
Are they going
to
be at the LA Bar and Grill? Is that where the real Nazis will be protesting?
I hope not.
Well, think about it. This is true. Like, if you want to be like, have a white supremacist rally, like DC is not a good place, especially on a weekend. Like you're gonna go downtown and there's gonna be like no one there. It's like super hot. And then like the Metro PD is like they are geared up and ready for any kind of gathering. Like they handle like the, you know, inauguration and all this stuff. Like it's like Charlottesville,
it's
they could
go
in
well.
Like wreak mayhem because that was like Barney Fife.
Charlottesville's such a little crap hole.
I got one bullet.
So, but they can't do that in D.C. Like,
no,
the cops
these
are
dudes
for
are ready.
Real. Like, it's and it's there are gonna be tons of counter protesters. Yeah, I don't. Why would you even pick that?
I murdered a guy once in D.C. and let me tell you, brother, I got caught. They are good in that city. So, you protesters out there, you Nazis, you beware. Isn't that right, Jewish Korean baby?
So we're going to have Papa's Basement Gang show up to the protest?
We should do that, yeah.
I'm going to be there, I think. I'm going to be there.
It's kind of far for me, and I'm like,
I'm going to count.
I might be...
Yeah,
I'm
going
to be chalking the sidewalk.
I'm glad you clarified.
Hearts and Jesus loves you.
I don't like to jump to any conclusions, you know. You
might. I do have very short hair. You might even call it bald.
I might be tanning that day.
I'm glad you brought it up, because I was like, I'm worried for you that you might get confused.
Right. I'm going as like a double agent. You're like a, I'm going to like get in the middle and then
and then I'm going to take one of John's people.
Yeah, I'm going to go, and I'm going to be protesting the Nazis, but I will be cosplaying American History X. So things could get a little weird. I'm just a huge Ed Norton fan. I'll be like, guys, didn't you see 25th Hour? Come on, the man's a genius.
That's a good story.
But are you not worried about friendly fire from someone who's like, hey, he's a skinhead. Quick, fling some feces at him.
I don't have a Black Lives Matter t-shirt, but I have a DC Funk Parade t-shirt. So okay. Maybe that's like close enough of a signal.
Have you thought of blackface? It's
like white print on black, which is also, I think, their style. So, yeah, like my wardrobe choice. I was thinking about that. Donald Trump also ruined like khakis and white polo shirts.
Yeah.
Like you can't wear that. That used to be my like go-to outfit just because it's simple. It's light.
I got a sweet ass red trucker hat I don't wear anymore.
Dude, he's like,
I just can't.
Killing. It's like,
ruin everything.
It's like the push broom mustache.
It was literally
like,
smacked off my head.
Push broom mustache.
I was like, yeah, this is nice.
God, there's a word for that isn't the Hitler stash. Push broom mustache. Well, guys, do we want to talk any more about our Nazi party plans? Or, I mean, we can call it a show. We've hit the hour mark. We're close enough.
I'm bringing cheese dip.
You are? Okay.
Yeah.
I hope
we
it's
can
not,
hang out. Yeah.
I hope it's not queso. I hope it's.
It is.
It's a nice mozzarella, it's, maybe.
It's white American.
Okay.
Melted with, it's just cut with mayonnaise.
Cross peas and ham.
Okay. Cut with mayonnaise.
With mayo. I like it.
I was going to bring the, I was going to pass out copies of that Ancestry.com thing that you took that shows you're Jewish.
Oh, man, that could land
me
in
hot. Hey,
could
you do
water.
The Jewish bit again? Because I'd love to hear.
Oh! Ah, the Jewish bit.
Fazzle, though.
Yeah, when I played some sort of, I don't know.
You ruined me.
Synagogue.
You ruined
hymn.
All my radio and everything. Yeah. And I'm not having fun anymore because you're Jewish.
Well, things got weird there because these two don't know the bit. But I'm laughing with you, sir. I'm tracking with you. We can peace out and just smoke cigarettes in front of the baby.
Dude, let's do it.
We can smoke your Mavericks right now.
That
in
would
front
be like
Jeremy.
Everyone that we ran into at the courthouse today.
They were just puffing away.
Yeah,
they're all staring at me like, dang. It's got to be a sad day for that dude giving up his baby at the courthouse.
I couldn't afford the baby lease. I'm here to turn her in. All right. Well,
looking for an ICE agent? Like, please.
She's a court of Bolivian. Take her.
Right, please.
Cool. We're going to do this then. That music's playing. That means we're free. We
can it's good to see you guys again.
It was, Pete.
You
been a minute.
Guys, radio guys.
There's still a weirdness here. But that's on my end. We're going to get through that. I'm going to skip my nicotine gum and I'll have an actual cigarette. Unless anyone affiliated with my insurance, any sort of future claim ever listens to this, then that's just all radio talk. Being funny, trying to commiserate with the man. Show him I'm his brother. All right. Mike Taylor. Mike Drillbit Taylor.
Yeah, that's me.
That is a reference that had that movie taken off, you would have had a much cooler thing going on.
It'd been very cool, yeah.
I'd still be
dining out on it.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Or if you were like really packing one, you could just be like, hey, it's Drillbit, and pull off the towel in front of the entire frat house and be like, Drillbit! And then you could twirl it like a, you know, like a friggin' burlesque dancer with tassels. Yeah. Do the meat spin minus a D in your A. All right. Mike, plug your Twitter real fast. This is going to get you 4 followers. Nate Gonzalez will be 2 of them.
All right. I'm at M Brooks Taylor. That's MBROOKSTAYLOR.
He's going to make you some money.
Pete Maybe, at Pete Maybe.
Yeah, at Pete Maybe, guys. That's me.
There you go.
You can follow my Instagram, at that Pete Maybe. I'm not wearing a shirt.
Exactly. Pete lost his shirt. If you can fucking return that shirt to him, that would be great. We'd all be thankful if you can return Pete's shirt to him. Thank you. All right, Josie, what's your account?
Well, you can find her at Basement Howard. That's where I reside, so yeah. Otherwise, I guess she just makes the occasional appearance on the YouTube channel for Papa's Basement.
She's just chilling right there. She's looking a little pallid today, but now she's happy. I'm glad, because I don't want that kid not outliving me, dude. That would get you in trouble. I wouldn't hang with you for like 4 to 5 weeks.
Nah, she sort of woke up. She didn't nap enough today, so.
Okay. All right. I'm John Papagiorgio at Papa's Basement, Instagram and Twitter, in papasbasement.com. Every episode we've ever done, youtube.com/papasbasement. Find us on iTunes. Find us on Stitcher. Rate us in the good direction. I feel I need to specify that. All right. Till the next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.